Hey guys, welcome back to Neat Coffee Walks with Jacqueline, where I take you on a little mini tour of a little mini trip adventure through Buckhead, Atlanta, and you can hear the cars driving by. So if you've never been to Atlanta, fun fact, there are a billion cars on the road, like so many. I thought traffic was bad in Chicago, and then we moved here and it was like, oh wow, the traffic is bad on side streets, and it's just insane. So you'll hear those go by as we walk to the coffee shop. So I started doing these because I realized that as someone who writes about fitness and moving their body and all this stuff, I found out that I sit for the majority of my day, and also my social anxiety was getting to me. I'm by myself for a good part of the day. Working from home is really cool, but it can be really isolating. So I have to push myself to go to a coffee shop, spend the $3 on coffee so that I can stay there and I can work. And I just see it as an investment. So, sometimes money is tight and you don't want to be spending money on frivolous things, but I see this $3, $4, $5 that I'm spending, as I'm renting space in this coffee shop to work, and it adds to my joy. And, sometimes I would get nervous, oh gosh, I don't have enough time. If I'm going to spend 15 minutes walking to a coffee shop, then I'm not going to have as much time. That's a half hour, 40 minutes, walking there and back that I'm wasting. And I've just learned, I just have to do it. It's so much better than me sitting in my tiny apartment by myself. I got to be out there, out and about. And today I'm really excited. We're going to talk about tips for starting a summer running habit, hobby, passion, whatever you want it to be. And this is really good timing because it was just around this time. So goodness, I'm 33. So I guess 4 years ago, it was before I turned 30. Hopefully my math is right. Been out of kindergarten for too long to do subtraction. But it was just around this time, end of the school year, where I was starting to get more serious about losing weight for my 30th birthday. And, sometimes people will say wanting to start running to lose weight is doing it for the wrong reasons. And I say, who the hell cares what reason it is you're starting, why you're starting. You might have different reasons come up as you go. But yeah, I started running for the sole purpose of losing weight, feeling better in my skin, wanting to be in a swimsuit and not feel self-conscious. I do not have a perfect body. I do not have a six pack. I don't. But it's I got to a place where I did feel confident and comfortable and healthy, and the pain that I used to have in my body because of all the crap I used to eat and how I never removed my body, that's not there anymore. So that was my reason for starting. And the funny thing is that as a teacher, I know a lot of my listeners, I know a lot of you guys are teachers. You might have been saying things like, school is so stressful right now. I will deal with that health and fitness stuff when summer hits. And I've been a health and fitness coach, I think, for the last 3 years, 2 years, something like that. And I've seen it happen. This time hits, and people will just kind of push it off because they've worked so hard all school year that starting some sort of routine, some sort of habits with fitness feels, it feels like punishment. It's like, I worked so hard all year. Why do I have to keep working hard? I need a break. And I get it. And that is, you're coming from a place, and myself included, when we don't see fitness as something that we can fit into our lives, we're seeing fitness as something that we're doing to ourselves, as punishment for what we've eaten, or as punishment because we hate ourselves, because we hate our bodies. And when you start to see fitness as something that is, it's a part of your life, and it's something that you do so that you feel good and you're able to do other things in life, when you start seeing fitness as added value, you start making the time for it. You make it a priority. It kind of becomes less about having this perfect body and this perfect six pack, which, you know, if you have that, great, you rock. But if we're looking at fitness as something that we're doing for ourselves, for our longevity, we start to enjoy it. There's challenging parts, but we start to enjoy it, and we start to, you know, really carve out that time for ourselves, because that's what it is. It's time for ourselves. We don't see brushing our teeth as a nuisance. I mean, maybe sometimes, but like, we know the value that we get from brushing our teeth every single day. And once you start moving your body and you start feeling goodness, you start making it a priority. You make it something that's a part of your life. So that, let's get in some three tangible things, tips that you can do to make summer running, or even, you know, if running isn't your thing right now because it is so hot, let's just say summer fitness and movement and, you know, all of that stuff. So tip number one is find something you actually like doing. Find something you like doing. So this is weird because this podcast is about running, but I'm going to tell you this because I know of two listeners that are listening to this podcast just because they've kind of been following along with my health and fitness journey, but I know they don't like running. I know they listen to the podcast and maybe they like me, but they do not like running. And I want to tell you, if you're one of those listeners, maybe you're someone else, don't run. If you absolutely hate running, and it is more hate and it's more punishment for you than it brings you joy, pick something else. Now, that doesn't mean that you might not ever run in the future, but pick something you like doing. You guys know I am big on meat. Just walking, moving your body. Meat is just anytime you are doing something that is not specifically exercise, a workout. I mean, honestly, even just when your body's moving, like your leg is twitching or you're blinking, that is neat. Non-exercise activity, thermogenesis, that's movement. Now, I want you to get off of your chair, get out there, take your kids for a walk in the stroller. Go for a walk together. Take your dog for a walk. Get out there and about. See different parts of your neighborhood. You know, set different courses. Look up different routes that you can go to see different parts of your neighborhood. But find something that you enjoy and you like doing. Again, if you hate running, or you hate the elliptical, or you hate lifting weights, maybe that's not what you need in your life right now. So get started with something that you like and continue on with it. Do your best to get it in 3 times a week. If you're going to go to a class, do it 3 times a week. But make getting up and moving your body your non-negotiable. And like we talked about, you're going to go back to, how does moving your body make you feel? Probably makes you feel better. Like, oh, you accomplished something. You got your blood flowing. Maybe you feel a little bit, your muscles are a little bit sore because you've been up and about, and you feel that and you're like, yeah, you know, I'm doing something with my body. Focus on those things to get started. So yeah, that was tip number one, is find some sort of way of moving your body that you actually enjoy. All right, now tip number two, we're going to go to if you do enjoy running, all right? If you do enjoy running, sign yourself up for a race. Do it right now, as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. So a lot of you don't know this about me, but my journey to running, I mean, it's really only been the last 3 years that I've actually been running. I've been a wannabe runner for the last 10 years. So let's see. Paul and I have been dating for 8 years. 2018, graduated college, 2007, moved to Chicago. Yeah, around 10 years. I remember I worked at the Boys and Girls Club, and I lived in Edgewater, Chicago, just north of the city, or the northern part of the city. I lived right off of the lake, or a couple blocks from the lake, not very far. And I wanted to be a runner. I wanted to go and do stuff. I would try running to the library. It'd be really, really hard. Told my boss that one day I was going to run a 5K, but I just wasn't ready yet. And that, I mean, that continued on for way too many years. Like, I never took that step to running the 5K because I wasn't ready. I wasn't good enough. I hadn't dedicated anything to, you know, any time. It just seemed like something for other people. I felt like if I had gotten to the race, everyone would be really fast and like serious runners. People would make fun of me. I would disappoint myself. Like, I didn't think I could go run a race until I was like the best of the best of the best. And you know, I kept pushing it off. And then what happened was it got pushed off for years until I was like, shoot, I was supposed to work out all summer, didn't do it, didn't make time for myself. Now it's crunch time. My birthday's in December. Now it's September. Now it's October. Crap, still not taking care of myself. Dang it, I'm just gonna sign up for a 5K, sign up for the Turkey Trot in November, pretend train, don't even wanna call it training. But just went on, I would call them practice runs, went and ran like, I don't know, like 1 to 3 miles and, you know, ran, walked, didn't really know what I was doing. And it was once I kind of had that deadline that I was like, all right, this race is happening. I already spent the $40. I got to go do it. Who cares? Who cares if I'm good or bad? I just need to go do it and get it done. And I did. And I think that was the first time I had ran a full mile and like I felt really good. The race time was not good, who cares? But it was just that sense of accomplishment. I think I was so worried that I was gonna disappoint myself or feel embarrassed because I wasn't as fast as other people. Turns out there are really, like, especially if you sign up for a 5K, I mean, honestly, if you sign up for a half marathon or marathon too, there are people of all shapes and sizes. There are people, that have been running for 20, 30, 40 years. There are people who, you know, this is their first race. You know, maybe they trained for this race, maybe they did not train for this race, and it doesn't really matter. But honestly, getting out there and running that first 5K is what pushed me to continue on with my health and fitness plans. It is what pushed me to continue on and decide to run a half marathon, to decide to run a full marathon, to decide to train, to actually train for races. It was kind of that little bit of taste of success, but also knowing, hey, I didn't really dedicate myself. Now let me see what happens if I actually dedicate myself. So I really want to encourage you, if running is your thing, if you do want to make running your thing, sign up for a 5K. There's a million of them during the summer. And the great thing is about summer runs especially is a lot of them are not timed. So if you're nervous about that time and disappointing yourself, there are color runs, there's night runs. A lot of them are just fun ones that you can go to with your friends, and it can just be this social thing that you're doing with your friends, and not a ton of emphasis on your time, but just like you being there. I know there's a really great one my friend did, where they ran and then they did yoga in the park afterwards, and it's just like a million people doing yoga together. The cool thing about running is, and doing races, is you find community, you find people that you didn't know you had things in common with, people that are older than you, younger than you, people that live 20 miles from you, and then you find people that you're never gonna know your name, that you will never know their name, but they cheer for you and they're excited for you, and you know, it's just great to see a little bit of humanity, community. It's a short-term community with these people that you see at races, but it's really great that people can be so kind to you without even knowing your name. They're just excited for you. So I would suggest, yeah, get started, sign up for a 5K, do your best with training. If the race is in 2 weeks, if it's this weekend, who cares? Go out there, run, walk, do what you can, get yourself moving. I would say it's better to spend $40 on that than it is to spend, you know, $40 on a dress from Target that you don't really like, or you're going to wear for one season and then throw out and get rid of. Or, you know, just there's so many little things that we spend money on that if we just took that, dedicated it to something that's going to add value to our life, yeah, I would definitely suggest that. So let's go with tip number 3 for getting started and continuing on with a summer running hobby or whatever it is, just movement. Let's just stick with the movement. I want you to think about how you want to feel on December 31st. So it's funny because when I was growing up, I used to hate that my birthday was December 30th. Probably just middle child syndrome where I felt left out, felt like I was being neglected, felt like, you know, everyone else got to have really fun birthdays. My birthday was overshadowed by Christmas and by New Year's Eve. We weren't in school on my birthday. Like all of these, me being a victim. I started to realize my birthday was actually pretty cool because I had the whole year to do something and accomplish it by my birthday. And so even if your birthday is not December 30th or December 31st, I want you to think about December 31st and how you want to feel on December 31st, how you want to feel on January 1st. Right around December is when people start, you know, crunch time and end of the year. January 1st is when we start our New Year's resolutions. What if we got rid of that? Because we know that that stuff doesn't usually stick. And what if we got to work on those things? So think back to, what did you announce in January that you were going to work on this year? Did you not announce anything? Were you like, oh, that's so dumb, New Year's resolutions, and you didn't announce anything? Have you accomplished the things that you want to do? It's okay if you don't have a five-year plan. I don't, kind of working on one now, but if you don't or you didn't or whatever, who cares? But what do you want to accomplish the next 7 months of this year? We've already completed 5 months. Crazy. Wait, let me just double check. Yeah, 5 months. We're in month six. We have several more after June. What do you want to accomplish? Who do you want to be at the end of 2018? Who do you want to be at the beginning of 2019? What goals do you want to accomplish this year? I truly, truly believe that when you get things under control with food and with exercise and feeling good about yourself, that you can accomplish other things in life. And you kind of do it, you work on the things at the same time. But yeah, really get started with what you want to do this summer or whatever it is you want to accomplish by the end of 2018. Start working on it this summer. Do not wait. Do not push it off until the end of summer and you're heading back to school or your kids are heading back to school or December, or push it off to January. And a lot of people will say like, oh, people don't change. You know, this is my life. This is how it is. And that's coming from a place of a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. And realize that if there is something that you want to change in life, it might not change as fast as you want it to change. Change is really hard. But if you want to change something, you work on it step by step, day by day. That's a song, right? Or a TV show? TGIF? You with me? Step by step, day by day. Little things that you can do. If you find little things that you can do and you actually stick with them, you're actually going to see success and consistency and like lifelong success, not just 28-day success or 30-day success, but things you can sustain for life. So if you want to lose 20 pounds by the end of this year, I would start right now and make it a non-negotiable that you're going to get in 10,000 steps every single day, and on Saturdays you're gonna go for a run. That's so bare minimum, it's something you could do. Maybe for lunch you're always going to have vegetables instead of having rice. Not that there's anything wrong with rice or bread or potato chips, not that there's anything wrong with them, but you're gonna swap those for a lower calorie, more nutrient dense item like vegetables, and you, that will definitely help with your weight loss, eating more nutrient dense foods like that. It's going to be slow and consistent, but if you do it that way and you build habits rather than making some sort of radical change and then not being able to sustain it, you know, it doesn't matter if eating super clean paleo is the best diet or eating, you know, being a vegan or eating raw vegan, if that's the best diet. If you cannot sustain it, it doesn't effing matter. It doesn't matter. So work on really, really small changes, getting you closer to the lifestyle that you want, the person you want to be at the end of this year, or who you want to be on January 1st. And, you know, schedule it in your day. Get started with it right now. Put it in your calendar. Right before I started recording this, I checked in with my friend Justine, who is an online coach that I met through a business coaching course that we took. And, you know, last week we were supposed to meet up online and have a call together. We did not schedule it into our calendars. The day went by, the weekend went by, it didn't happen. So you got to schedule these things because life is busy and it's really easy to let these things go. So really schedule it in your day. If you want to be someone different on December 31st, or you just want to be a better version, or, you know, whatever, just a more confident version, a stronger version of yourself, schedule in these little daily actions for yourself. Start with neat, get running on Saturdays. Maybe you'll go running on Mondays and Saturdays, something that you can actually sustain when you look at your calendar. And yeah, just make fitness, health and fitness a part of your life, a way that you're adding value and not just taking away the pounds. That's the thing. If we focus on the value added from health and fitness and not just the aesthetics, not just a scarcity mindset, but we really focus on an abundance mindset, we're actually going to sustain the things that we're doing. We're actually going to be able to adhere to them instead of doing some crash diet or some boot camp that you can't do for life. All right, guys, if you love this episode, make sure to leave a comment or share it with a friend. And let me know what other questions you have. I'd love to answer your questions. You can send me a message or on iTunes. You guys know, I'll put it in the show notes. All right, bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.